Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and this is Shireen Chadha.
Hello, Dan.
We've got a great topic tonight, if you don't feel that we'll be criticized for it. We're discussing criticism, how to handle it, how to think about it, etc. So, have you ever been criticized, my friend?
Yeah, all the time.
And I notice you're sitting here having a happy life in spite of it. How does that happen? I mean, if someone says you did something wrong, how can you live with that?
You know, I always think of my life as a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And if some people don't like the work I'm doing on my life, then they can criticize. And actually, I mean, people always do so.
Uh-huh.
But I feel that you shouldn't take it to two extremes. You shouldn't be completely rejecting it and saying it doesn't apply to you, or you shouldn't be so depressed about it that you can't, you know, do something else ever again.
Do you feel like we live in a society where some little unhappy part of us likes to look at people and say, oh, isn't she, oh, look at that dress at the Academy Awards, or look at so-and-so, how badly they hit. I mean, Entertainment Tonight and those types of programs are really like, ooh, look at that kind of thing. Is that part of what society is doing more now, or is it just we see it on television?
No, I think mentally we are always, our commentary, mental commentary is always about expectation from people and criticizing mm-hmm. if they don't meet our expectation, disapproval, disappointment, you know, that's our mental commentary now.
Right. Well, and back to the movie stars or what have you, the more visible we are, the more likely we are to attract criticism. I mean, it's the price of leadership of some ways. If you're doing things, people are going to find something to criticize, I would think.
Even if you're not a leader, even if you're not famous, even if you know one other person in your life,
then they're going to criticize you.
At some point, they'll give you feedback.
Yeah.
Because we are not perfect. You know, we are self-improving. And so people will find something that needs to change.
Attaching that to the work in progress, to see ourselves as self-improving, I think may be one of the great panaceas for handling criticism. One of the things I find is because I can be pretty tough on myself if I fall short of my expectation. I have one of those dull moments. And what I find is I can short-circuit that and make it more productive if I move into a thought of, next time, here's how I can handle it better. Now, that's internal criticism. Oh, Dan, you could have done better. So next time, here's how I think I might do it. That may help. But let's talk about the external stuff. Now someone says, hurts our feelings, or at least says something that others would say that's hurtful to do. How do we handle that?
I would, like I said, look at it objectively.
Mm-hmm.
But also what I've noticed is I can't take people too seriously. I feel that if I'm doing internal work myself,
mm-hmm.
right, and if someone comes along and says, you know, that should have been done this way and not this way, I'm better able to handle it.
Yeah.
Because I'm already doing the work. I know what I have to do. I know where I have to improve. So it's easier to take it from people and not take it too seriously and not too personally because you know how to, because you're already doing that internal work.
Right.
And so it's important, so before someone else tells you, that you start the internal work. And so then it's easier to deal with that it's a project in my life and this is my project, is my improvement is my project, and if you work on that improvement,
right.
then other people come along and then they won't be a problem.
And sometimes there's maybe a difference, not taking it too seriously, it might be all about them and not about you. In other
right.
words, it might be their hang up about a woman in a leadership position or something like that. Or it might be something that I need to think about this and improve my behavior.
You know, what I've noticed is in criticism, it's always karma. And the karma is that whatever goes around comes around. More than worrying about what people are going to say to you, that you should be thinking about how you are going to give feedback to people.
And there's a difference, at least in my mind now, so I want to underscore this to see if we're thinking on the same level, the same playing field, is criticism and helpful feedback are not necessarily the same things. They can be, but I'm thinking just now of my wife is very involved. She teaches Tai Chi, and she was at an international conference, and she was chosen to step up in front of all the other people with one of the masters of Tai Chi to do the moves, and was corrected every micro movement for like 20 to 30 minutes in front of hundreds of people. Her experience of that was, oh, I am so lucky. I got one-on-one feedback. I learned so much. And when she went back, you know, into the crowd, they were saying, oh my gosh, I don't think I could handle that. She was saying, it was the best part of the entire 3 or 4 days. So in a funny way, she only saw feedback. A less secure person may have heard only criticism.
Right.
And being an instructor, I mean, she's a senior instructor, so
yeah,
getting criticism.
Yeah, but also there is a certain acceptance on her part that she's dealing with a master.
Exactly.
So if the same instructions came from someone equal to her or less than her,
right,
then it would be a totally different story. And so maybe the part of dealing with criticism is understanding and accepting that everyone is a master.
Yeah, in some ways. And everybody in a different thing, had the same master criticized her hairstyle.
Right.
That may not have been as appropriate or as well received.
Right.
So sometimes, I keep coming back to what, I think I was in middle school and I was upset some friends had criticized me about something, and my dad said, Dale Carnegie, quote, any fool can criticize, complain, and condemn, and most fools do. Well, that made me feel better because that made them most fools. But in a funny way, I've thought about that, because if I criticize someone, I think I'm being that fool too.
Right.
And
right.
I know that usually it has something to do with other than what I'm talking about in
right,
the criticism.
Right. You know, I feel that if I learn to give feedback and not criticize.
Yes.
Because if we are in relationships, we have to give feedback
Absolutely.
To each other. There's not. If I learn to give good feedback, then people will reciprocate the same way with me. And so if I'm being criticized, not only do I have to take it with a pinch of salt, but also take whatever is the
right.
learning in that, but also take it. But also I have to learn to give good feedback.
Yeah.
And so if I learn to give good feedback, then the karma of it is people will give me good feedback.
So on the taking of criticism, I've got two images here. One is criticism as if rain falling down. But the other is how we absorb criticism. And being just asphalt that absorbs none of it, concrete, or being someone that absorbs all of it, at some point we have to modulate that in terms
right.
of understanding.
Right. Right. And also, at times I've noticed that criticism could come in, if it comes too often and too
yeah.
much, it could be a form of abuse.
Yes.
You know, like, and so I feel that we have to look at our own insecurities. In any abuse situation, I feel that I never take sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's as obvious as a spouse abusing another spouse,
mm-hmm.
right? Physically abusing another spouse. I never take sides because I feel that what is the insecurity of this other spouse that is being abused, that is making this spouse stay in this relationship?
Yeah.
Right? And what is it that they're not facing? That the why are they doing this? Why are they not facing? And I feel it's easy to root for the underdog and say, how dare they criticize and you should do this and this. But actually you have to empower people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel at some point that your criticism is turning into abuse, then look at yourself and see, what is my insecurity that is making me stay in this downward spiral?
Right.
Relationship with this person, spouse, boss, whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And so that is very important too.
Well, in your role as sometimes listening and counseling and being the rock that some people need to lean against to get through a problem, that even-mindedness is probably very useful in that it doesn't put one more defensive and it makes the one receiving some of the things you want to reach out and,
right.
and save them.
You know, mercy and compassion are well and good, but they shouldn't disable people.
Yeah.
And so if I am giving mercy or compassion to someone who's being abused, and what I've noticed is this, I came to this conclusion after many years of experience in this. What I've noticed is I take sides and I say, no, you shouldn't be doing this, you should be leaving him or her or whatever. And then 2 days later, they're back together, they're all fine, and and I'm watching this whole pattern go again and again. And so if I do something, it has to be useful to people.
So that usefulness also, I know some people will take any amount of feedback as personal criticism. I was thinking of your example of, you know, if you said that, then it may come back to you of saying, well, you said I should do it so and so. And I mean, sometimes we are so injured from prior pain that anything we say, or anything we hear, rather, feels like criticism. How do we help people get past that? In other words, how do you help
us? None of us are really innocent victims.
Uh-huh.
You know, none of us really are. No one is. If I'm in pain, I obviously caused pain. It didn't just happen. But also, not to dwell on it.
Right.
Don't blame yourself. Don't blame anyone else for it. Get out of it. Let it go.
Right.
Meditate on it. Connect with God on it. Really see how God sees you. You know, be that beautiful, loving child and see yourself as this pure, perfect being.
Forgive others, forgive yourself.
All of those things. And so I don't like this attitude or this role of woe is me.
I don't care for it either.
And when people come to me with it, I don't want to encourage it. It's not that I don't have love, or it's not that I don't have compassion,
mm-hmm.
but my love makes me not encourage it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is, as we look on someone who's struggling, in that context, if we can see them as the real hero that they are capable of being, without getting sucked into the drama on this, then I know that I don't know how many times, but I heard myself saying quite honestly to some of my students over the years, I know this looks terrible to you, but if you could see yourself as I see you, you would be so optimistic. I see you in a longer term than the 22 years you've been on this planet. You know, you've only got another 60 or 80 years left. There's a lot more in store. You're still growing. You're the acorn, and I'm seeing the oak tree. So in that context, maybe that criticism, that internal absorption of it, is the faith of someone who has looked in a different way, seen with different eyes, is maybe helpful.
Yeah. But, you know, Brahma Baba, our founder, apparently he used to give feedback really well.
Uh-huh.
He used to say that if he had to criticize someone, he used to say, I see you doing this, and I see you doing this very well.
Ah, that's nice.
And whatever particular task or something, he wouldn't say you didn't do it well, but
right.
I see you doing it, and I see you doing it very well. And I feel that that kind of inculcation in my life is right. really nice. I always see that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone doesn't give feedback to me the way I think it should be given, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all right. It's still, the message is the same. It didn't come coated in candy, and that's fine. And so it's fine. I can take it. And so, but to see the message.
Yeah. And see it, accept it as if it is given skillfully and lovingly.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. Goodbye.